Give Peas a Chance, written by Maurice Gleitzman and read by Maurice Gleitzman and Ruth Schoenheimer.
"Ben," said Mum, "eat your veggies." Ben didn't hear her. He was too busy staring gloomily at the dead kids on TV. "Come on, mate," said Dad. "A few carrots and zucchini won't kill you. Bung some tomato sauce on them and pretend they're sausages." Ben didn't hear him either. This was the third lot of dead kids just on tonight's news.
"Watch out, young man," said Mum. "If you don't eat those vegetables now, you might get them cold for breakfast tomorrow. With milk. And only one spoonful of sugar."
Ben still didn't take his eyes off the TV. The small, blood-stained bodies were lying on a stone floor, arms and legs flopped in different positions like the kids were asleep. Except they weren't asleep. They were dead.
"Ben," said Dad, "did you hear what your mother just told you?"
Angry men were standing next to the small bodies, yelling and waving guns. Ben could tell they were upset about the dead kids, but this didn't make him feel any better. The men looked like they were yelling for revenge, so by tomorrow night other kids in Iraq would probably have bullets in them too.
"Ben," said Dad, in a voice like a gun going off.
Ben realised the others were all looking at him. Mum wearily, Dad crossly, and Claire with that "you are such a durbrain" expression big sisters like so much. Claire leaned towards him.
"You won't lose any weight skipping veggies," she said. "I went on a veggie-free diet last year. Waste of time. You end up eating extra ice cream to get the vitamins."
Ben sighed. How could a whole family not see what was happening to the world, especially now they all had their new contact lenses?
"I don't understand, Ben," said Mum. "You like veggies."
Ben had to admit she was right. But that was before. Dad tossed a $2 coin onto the table near Ben's plate. Ben stared at it. Then he realised what Dad was doing. Giving him tomorrow's tuck shop money now, hoping the thought of tomorrow's jam donut or cream lamington would be enough to help him force down tonight's veggies. It wasn't.
"Sorry," said Ben, "I can't."
He hadn't planned any of this. It was just sort of happening.
"Why not?" said Dad, with that about-to-explode expression Dad's liked so much.
"Because," said Ben, "I'm not eating any more vegetables until people stop shooting each other."